USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent.
9 of the 17 people killed in Thursday night's duck boat accident in Missouri were members of the same family. Two family members survived. Witness Braden Malasky says no one was worried about the weather when they boarded the boats. He was in the nearby showboat Branson Bell when the storm struck.
We noticed when we first got on the Bell that the water was clear and it had been just a normal tour for the ducks to make their circle out in the water and go out.
Table Rock Lake is a popular tourist spot in Missouri's Ozarks. A duck boat has wheels and can also drive on land. It was filled with more than 30 sightseers. Fewer than half survived. Even as cleanup continues in Iowa, Mother Nature still isn't through. After yesterday's outbreak of tornadoes in Iowa, another suspected twister has ripped roofs off homes in Indiana. Severe storms and excessive rain possible from Alabama to Michigan. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is fully in support of a second meeting between Presidents Trump and Putin in Washington.
It is incredibly valuable to the people of the United States of America that President Putin and President Trump continue to engage in dialogue to resolve the difficult issues that our country has faced between each other. I think this makes enormous sense, and I'm very hopeful that that meeting will take place this fall.
Pompeo made his comments after briefing the United Nations Security Council on the status of the North Korean denuclearization effort. Joining Pompeo, U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley, who says China and Russia are blocking a U.S. request for the suspension of all oil transfers to North Korea, saying they need more information on the issue.
The problem that we are encountering is that some of our friends have decided that they want to go around the rules.
Haley saying ship-to-ship transfers of oil occurred at least 89 times in the first 5 months of this year and continue. Haley and Pompeo putting pressure on China and Russia to abide by the sanctions. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
A doctor riding his bicycle through Houston's Texas Medical Center was fatally shot by another man on a bicycle Friday morning. Houston Police Executive Assistant Chief Troy Finner says the search for the suspect continues.
Our homicide investigators are interviewing people. Another good thing about our medical center, as you know, there's a lot of cameras. So we're hoping that we can get some footage of this and bring this violent criminal into custody where he needs to be right away.
Cardiologist Dr. Mark Hosknecht, described as a leader in the Houston Cardiovascular Associates. He specializes in cardiovascular disease. Finner says they are speaking to witnesses. America's feelings about their southern neighbors seem to be changing, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
It seems fewer Americans think of Mexico as an ally or friend of the U.S. The new Gallup survey finding 27% of Americans polled say Mexico is an ally. 45% say they think of Mexico as a friend. 20% of those polled say they consider Mexico an enemy of the United States. The poll showing the most negative attitudes towards Mexico since the issue was first tracked by Gallup 20 years ago. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The New York Times reports former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen secretly recorded a conversation discussing payment between former Playboy model Karen McDouglas and the president. Trump has denied having an affair with the woman. The recording was found by investigators as part of a raid on Michael Cohen's home office carried out earlier this year in New York. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.